This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Correct. Hillman correction. I was talking about the pregame that we're doing in Florida, and I said that Orrin Iron was in Naples, and it's in Fort Myers.
Okay.
So it's a new one.
All right.
We were at Orrin Iron last year during our spring training broadcast week, and we will be back there. But those of you who may come out a week from Thursday, it's the new one in Fort Myers, and that's my bad over here. I will do a lap after the show. We're going to get to They Said It soon. Curtis is in Florida this morning. Rough life for him. And the weather's nice down there, Curtis?
Yep, sure is. Very grateful for the life I have, Greg. I love it.
77, you said, this morning?
77. Just saw a couple, ducks or something in the pool here. Enjoying the day.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, look, that sun's pouring in.
The sun is pouring. They call it the Sunshine State for a reason, Courtney.
We can see a bed in the background. Are you planning on napping during one of Wiggy's live reads or what?
No, I love those. I listen. No, this is a lovely studio that my parents' neighbors. Very pretty, and I plan on spending the day at the pool.
Excellent.
And just really just reveling in our first football-free weekend now that the Sox have retaken the city of Boston.
Live it up.
You brought up your dad. What is your daily per diem from him?
I think it's $2,200.
Yeah. Not bad.
That's pretty good. That's
not bad.
Should be able
he's
to have,
decreased it a bit, but you know, it still pays the bills. The best thing is here is I don't have to bring a wallet. I just go wherever he goes. It's great.
Well, do you miss Angry Principal Dave? Because he's called right now for you, I think. Hello, Dave.
I would like a restraining order.
Dave, good morning.
Yeah, same here. Actually, it's kind of about Curtis, but Wiggy. Wiggy's lead, and then Curtis signs off on it because Curtis doesn't want to get beaten up because he's working remotely for the 7,000th day, even though he beats up everybody else who does it. So here's the deal, Kurt.
Are you working remotely when you're in the Twitch chat during school, Dave?
We've gone over this 7,000 times. The kids don't get here till 8. I multitask, okay? I get in at 6:45. I actually have a job. You have the best job on earth, and then you can work from Florida. But anyways, Wiggy, your lead, okay? So what you're telling me is you think an NFL team should take a shot at a 41-year-old loser who's 12-10 in the playoffs, but yet, and then Curtis signs off on it, the fraud that he is, and then he says, well, Belichick, no one wanted Belichick in the league, and he's won 6 Super Bowls. So please tell me why a franchise would want to take a 41-year-old loser quarterback who brings nothing but baggage to the field and the team.
Well,
tell me why somebody would want that.
I'll tell you real quick, because the guy who makes the decisions down there, they also said he was washed up. And he couldn't do it no more.
Don't even compare him.
But Dave, I'm not comparing the players. I'm comparing the situation.
Yeah, and I would say, Dave, you are dumber than usual today, because what you're doing is proving my point. The NFL still values the 40-year-old crappy quarterback. It doesn't value the coach you think walks on water.
No, not the NFL. No, I'm talking about your take. Your take on it, what you said.
Right.
You really
Aaron Rodgers would add more to an NFL team today. Aaron Rodgers would add more to an NFL team today than Bill Belichick would. That's
absolutely
why he's still
not
in the league.
That is the stupidest comment you've ever made on the air.
Because I look
okay,
at it,
we'll have fun in the ACC.
I look at it like this, Dave. If the Vegas Raiders are in the market for a veteran quarterback, you got guys like Russell Wilson out there. Maybe you got a guy like Justin Fields, my boy. You got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he's fallen off a cliff. But there's Tom Brady, who was similar situation in an older quarterback who maybe people thought didn't have no more gas left in the tank, looks at Aaron Rodgers and has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers and says, hey, listen, even if we draft a quarterback, I've already said it before, I don't think you should play a rookie. That's what Brady said.
Yeah, but I understand what Dave is saying, which is you can't compare the two.
No, I'm not comparing the two players.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers stepped on the field and ripped his Achilles.
Right, but I'm going to slow it down for you. Like, slow it down. I am not comparing Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. I'm comparing their situations. 40-year-old quarterbacks looking for another spot when maybe people think they have nothing left.
And I would say, how many quarterbacks have succeeded with the Jets in your lifetime? Joe Namath? Chad Pennington briefly? So is it fair that the rest of the
Mark
NFL
Sanchez
may
made
view...
an AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. There's three in 50 years. So those quarterbacks are the exception, not the rule. So maybe the rest of the NFL views the Jets as a place where quarterbacks go to die. They saw what happened with another 40-year-old quarterback, and they say, if we give the right things around him and don't let Mekhi Becton go to the Eagles, maybe we would have a shot with Aaron Rodgers. That's what the league is going to say.
But if they're going veteran quarterback, doesn't Pete Carroll's familiarity with Russell Wilson give him the edge there?
I think they kind of
hated each other.
Yeah,
I thought they were like, Pete doesn't hate anybody.
Well,
he's like Mr. Hugaboo.
Okay, Russ hates Pete.
Okay.
And remember, whose decision is it? It's not really Pete's decision. It's Brady's decision. And if you're Tom Brady, you're looking at this and you're going, okay, here are the available quarterbacks that are going to be out there as free agents in 2025. Sam Darnold, but maybe he gets paid a bunch of money to stay in Minnesota. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, your boy, Mac Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, you know, the list goes on and on, Andy Dalton.
Well, Mac Jones is going to have a starting job if they trade Trevor Lawrence to the Steelers.
Yeah, if they do that. That is true. But so when you look at those guys.
When you look at this list, there are a million more guys that I would want over Aaron Rodgers if I am Tom Brady. Yeah.
So who would you want?
I would rather take your guy, Justin Fields.
Okay.
I'd rather take Jameis Winston.
All right.
Over
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
All right.
Holy guacamole.
Okay. Well, he's a douche, Canoe, first and foremost. In the last two seasons, he's proven basically nothing.
Well, one season he blew his Achilles out.
Oh, okay. Right. So that's a big part.
Right.
Yeah, point in Courtney's favor.
Yeah. Well, no, last year he didn't do well at all, so I'll agree with you.
I also think they're just – I think they really like Shedeur Sanders. Like,
What did Brady say?
Because he doesn't want to start a rookie quarterback doesn't mean he's not going to draft one.
I didn't say he wasn't going to draft one. Did you not hear my lead? Even if they draft Shedeur Sanders, which there's a great possibility they
– Yeah, but would you really want Aaron Rodgers to be the veteran quarterback you're mentoring your sixth overall pick young rookie?
Right. No. Well, right.
You're better off getting a guy like Jameis,
Wiggy, one second. How does Jordan Love look, Shime?
Curtis, he was not mentored by Aaron Rodgers. Stop.
Oh, really? Who was? Wait, what are you talking about? He was behind Aaron Rodgers, and he came in ready-made for the NFL.
No, he came in because his coach is really good. Malik Willis came into that offense and looked great, too, because Matt LaFleur is a really good head coach.
So Aaron Rodgers didn't do anything to hurt him and may have slightly helped.
No, Aaron Rodgers wanted nothing to do with Jordan Love. He was
right.
pissed
Tom
when
Brady wanted
him.
Nothing to do with Jimmy Garoppolo. He still learned from him.
Yeah, but he didn't. Brady wasn't helping him, Curtis. He wasn't mentoring him. Rodgers is not going to go to the Raiders on a 1-year deal to mentor Shadur Sanders.
Yeah, but he's not going to go. He's going to go there on a 1-year deal because Brady's going to say, "I'm not going to start a rookie. I want this rookie to just, you know, sit on the bench, learn from Rodgers in the sense of watch how he does things, watch how he is in the meeting, and." Can
watch how he stabs everybody in the back when things don't go his way.
Watch how he does ayahuasca.
That's right. This is Angry Teacher Jeff.
Oh, wow.
A lot of angry people in education.
Yeah, especially teachers.
Jeff, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
What's up?
Today is my last day teaching. I'm leaving at 2:10 and not looking back. And I want to thank all you guys for the entertainment throughout the years.
Oh.
And Courtney, there's a book called Hooked on Phonics. Pick it up.
Going out with a bang, Jeff.
Jeff, how old are you?
I am 62.
There All you right. Go. Okay, good. Good age to retire
right
at.
Right off into the sunset.
Good luck. Yep. Are you a golfer? Do you have any hobbies? Like, what are you going to do?
I'm going to enjoy the peace and quiet and no more nonsense from parents and kids.
Excellent. All right.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you for the years of listening to the show. We certainly appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Let's get to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime. I know it's difficult to press the buttons and then run over to the microphone, so we can't seem to get a microphone fixed around this place.
It's okay.
24 hours.
I'm managing.
Where would you like to start? Or is there a sponsor?
Yes, Greg, there is a sponsor today because they said it is brought to you by the 99. Treat your Valentine at the 99 restaurants February 14th today through the 16th and enjoy delicious menu specials like the lobster topped haddock. You gotta love the nines.
Okay.
First, Greg, let's start with Jaron Duran of your Boston Red Sox was asked about the addition of Alex Bregman and what he thought about this team. Here was Jaron Duran.
Yeah, I heard the news. I'm excited. You know, he's a great player, and I know he's a winner, and I love to have that kind of mentality on the team.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
When you look at what they did in the offseason, the pitchers they brought in, someone like him, what does that say about 2025 for this team?
Seems like we're going to be pretty good. You know, I always love to be the underdog, and I know there's always people counting us out, and I just can't wait to prove people wrong.
Okay, why not us?
There you go.
People are counting us out, and I like it.
Right.
I love it. These guys are fired up. As they should be.
Yeah.
You got a great rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You added the right-handed bat that you have been trying to add.
Right.
And you got Alex Cora to stay, and Alex Cora seems happy. Alex Cora got the guy that he wanted them to get.
Right.
So, you know, we talked about it at the start of the show, but you can't be like there's you cannot criticize John Henry. You can't criticize Craig Breslow or the whole outfit over there because they went and did what you were asking them to do. They invested actual cash dollars in this baseball team.
And it looks like
for the first time since 2019, you enter a season expecting the playoffs, which was basically every year prior to that. And to get back there and to have some of the media say, there's no way this was the plan. Why did they wait until now? He can opt out. Like, there is not someone in the sound of our voice that saw the news and didn't immediately feel like, holy crap, I have a team to watch this summer and I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, and you, Curtis, where do you rank them when you look at the division?
I would have them with
this addition, where do you have them?
I expect them to win the division now.
All right.
With the young talent they have, with the amount of assets they have in the farm system that they may be able to. So first half of the season, they're having injury issues. Certain guys aren't performing, whatever. They have the ammunition to pull off a deal to get whatever they need. And I think that this is a pretty good team.
I know your expectation is they win the division. On paper, are they the best team in the division?
I don't know. Probably the Yankees but the Yankees lost Soto. And
that's true.
Right, they did.
They did lose Soto. I forgot about that.
They lost Ted Williams.
You're better on paper than the Yankees.
I think your rotation might be better. So in the world of baseball, right, I almost feel like that's the most important thing. At least that's what all the baseball experts will tell us. So, yeah, I would say that your rotation or your pitching staff is better on paper. But at least we know they'll be a contender for the division, right? Whether you win the division or not, I don't think fans really care about that.
There's like 8 wild card teams now in baseball.
Yeah, so I don't think, I mean, even in the NFL, like, do you care if the Patriots win the AFC East or are you just happy that they're in the playoffs?
Yeah, I would also add, Greg, that playoff baseball is just so awesome. Like, I miss it so much. Watching it, seeing those teams compete in October, like, to have that potentially back would be amazing.
Yeah, sorry, Curtis. You just got me thinking about playoff baseball.
Better times, if you will. Better times. Got you thinking about better times.
No, it's just when I start thinking about playoff baseball, it brings me back to a fall not so long ago and a song that galvanized an entire region. I mean, we were coming out of a pandemic.
Right.
Not a single person picked that team
ALCS.
To get to the ALCS. Right. There we were. I think maybe over at Stats, with Stats in South Boston, the only place where you could actually be less than 6 feet from other baseball fans watching Red Sox games.
Another Schwarber.
Run it back with that. I'm going to ask.
Where'd they get that from?
It was like,
Pop the Molly, I'm sweating.
Yeah, that's what they were listening to.
Yeah.
Listening to in the clubhouse.
Got them hype.
It became an anthem. It became an anthem for a region that was desperate for something to cheer for. And it was the Boston Red Sox. And it was not that long ago. And it's just months away. Less than 6 weeks away from opening day.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait.
Friday, and Greg, April 4th, Fenway Park.
Almost too much rhythm from you, buddy. I mean, you're looking amazing.
Every single Sox game on this radio station, on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, and on the Odyssey app. That's the way to listen, is on the Odyssey app to every single game. All right, we got to get to the rest. Quick programming change. We'll do news at 8.
Okay.
We'll get to the rest of They Said It coming up next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.